Wealthy Professionals Demand Quick End to Americans' Title 42 Border Protections. By Neil Monroe on November 3, 2022. Wealthy progressives are using healthcare credentials to campaign against the Title 42 border barrier that protects ordinary Americans from millions of economic migrants. The continuing and expanded use of the Title 42 order, even when the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, itself sought to end it in April of this year given its lack of public health need, is a travesty, says a November 2 letter to President Joe Biden's deputies. The letter from 90 university-based white-collar advocates and healthcare professionals argues, when public health authority is so cynically co-opted and perverted for political purposes, the bedrock of trust and legitimacy that is critical to effective public health practice is undermined and our collective health and well-being is put in jeopardy. The Title 42 barrier was raised by President Donald Trump in March 2020, amid widespread fears of the China-origin coronavirus disease that has killed more than 2 million Americans. The decision was very popular, and Biden's White House deputies have kept the barrier operating through the 2022 midterm elections. However, Biden's border chief Alejandro Mayorkas and his deputies have cut many loopholes through the Title 42 legal barrier to help economic migrants get jobs and homes throughout the United States. Since 2021, Mayorkas has allowed at least 3 million economic migrants over his Title 42 border, minimized deportations, and restarted the inflow of legal immigrants and visa workers. Mayorkas' welcome policies have also killed thousands of migrants at sea, along the U.S. border, and further south in the Darien Gap between Panama and Colombia. Those dead migrants would not have risked their lives if they knew they would have been blocked by Title 42. Many migrants have also been sexually assaulted. That inflow of cheap labor migrants is painful for many millions of blue-collar Americans who lose wage raises, decent workplace conditions, affordable rents, and high-tech, labor-saving investments. Mayorkas's massive inflow of migrants has also reduced the pressure on U.S. employers to help pull millions of poor Americans out of addiction and back into the workforce. But the healthcare professionals insist their upper-income progressive priorities, which are presented as healthcare claims, override the demand by Americans for enforcement of the nation's immigration laws that officially curb the inflow of economic migrants. The letter claims, by co-opting public health authority to advance immigration control objectives against the expertise of CDC scientists, and in opposition to public health guidance and best practice, the administration risks causing irreparable harm to the authority and impartiality of the CDC and of public health as a whole. Yet the healthcare advocates repeatedly use their healthcare credentials to make a class-based political argument in favor of cheap labor migration that takes much wealth from ordinary Americans. The Title 42 expulsion policy disparately affects black asylum seekers from Africa, the Caribbean, and elsewhere who continue to experience targeted discrimination and violence in Mexico. The United States was once a proud architect of the post-World War II refugee protection regime and for many years served as a beacon of hope for those fleeing persecution from around the world. It is time for the Biden administration to close this sorry chapter in U.S. history. The healthcare professionals also washed their hands of the damage caused when the lured migrants collide with U.S. border law, which requires that asylum seekers be detained until their cases are heard. President Donald Trump bypassed pro-migration opposition and effectively detained many migrants in Mexico while their asylum claims were processed. Migrants in Mexico are unprotected from the cartels that charge fees for access to Mayorkas' border welcome. Yet the healthcare professionals try to blame border enforcement for the cartels' extortion and crime. Human Rights First has documented more than 10,000 reports of kidnapping, torture, and other violent attacks on asylum seekers and migrants blocked in or expelled to Mexico due to the Title 42 policy since President Biden took office. The university professionals are also echoing anti-Title 42 demands by investor groups that stand to profit from the government's policy of extracting migrant workers, consumers, and renters from poor countries. The Forward.us network of coastal investors stands to gain from more cheap labor, government-aided consumers, and urban renters. The network has funded many AstroTurf campaigns, urged Democrats to not talk about the economic impact of migration, and manipulated coverage by the TV networks and the print media. The breadth of investors who founded and funded Forward.us was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website sometime in the last few months. But copies exist at the other sites. The 2013 founders included Mark Zuckerberg, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, John Doerr at Kleiner Perkins, Matt Kohler at Benchmark, and Breyer Capital CEO Jim Breyer.